Welcome to Apostates on the Fringe, a leftist atheist podcast, but leftist as in, like, not tankies, because fuck them. Fuck them to hell. I'm Sam.
And I'm Dustin.
I'm Alistair.
And we're here to talk about leftist news, but, like, you know, actual leftist stuff, not, like, tanky stuff.
We'll get to that in a second, Sam. Sam, I fucked up. I got this Bay Cannon Beer Company Maxwell American Stout, and I just saw American Stout. I didn't think anything of it. And then I turned the can to get the flavor profile, and it's the same shit as I had last week, like, unintentionally. It's roasted chocolate. It's a different brand, like, different brewing company, but it's the same shit. Roasted chocolate and coffee. So, I know, I guess I can't get away from that.
Yeah, it's a go-to, I guess.
It is good.
I got kind of basic stuff for a while. This is a Shiner. I cannot pronounce this. Aurelio. It's a Spanish thanking.
Okay.
It's their version of a Corona, basically.
Let me see.
Shiner. It's a Shiner version of a Corona.
Orally.
Yeah, okay.
Orally. Orally.
Orally.
Orally. Orally. Okay.
Orally.
You went pretty basic.
Yeah, I'm pretty basic today. Got to get up to get down.
I mean, it's a good salad, though.
I didn't get to make it over to a good store.
Is it Olé? Is that the word? Yeah.
Olé!
Is that
Olé?
The word? Yeah.
Is possibly. So you had a run-in with some tankies, Sam?
Yeah. Starting off with my Facebook drama of the week.
Of the week.
Of the week.
Like
that's going to be a new segment.
It's either Sam's Facebook bullshit or my trolling.
So I added some random. I thought they were a leftist because it said they were a communist, and they posted a bunch of anti-America communist stuff. But as you know, they've been there for a few weeks. And I should have known better when they said that Top Gun sucked because it was propaganda. I'm like, but it's awesome propaganda.
It is awesome propaganda. And you will like the second one. You will like Maverick. It's fucking fantastic propaganda.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Fantastic.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Well, you know, because
I don't give a shit that it's propaganda. You think I'm going to walk out of that movie and come in next week and be like, guys, I was wrong. American militarism is awesome. You think the movie's going to do that?
Like, what movie? Movies now aren't some kind of propaganda.
Yeah, Marvel movies are fucking propaganda. You gotta go with the art films to not be propaganda. DC movies aren't always propaganda. Suicide Squad openly criticized the American government. So
I mean, that's still a form of propaganda.
It's just not pro-America propaganda like everything else is.
Everything's propaganda in some way. Like this show right here, we're propaganda.
Yeah, we're propaganda. Oh, that's what I said. Like anything you watch,
I don't hide that. I am biased as fuck, obviously.
Anything you watch, anything you listen to, it's all fucking propaganda.
It's trying to, yeah, you can't be completely objective.
But the problem is the tankies in this instance bought into Russian propaganda pretty hard.
Okay, so that's what this particular tankie made a post saying, yay for China backing Russia in the war against Ukraine. And I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, I'm not going to stand by with somebody that has this opinion on my feed. So I said something, and they were like, oh, ha-ha, you know nothing. Oh, you just listen to CIA propaganda. And then I posted a picture of Tank Man, of the guy in Tiananmen Square, and then unfriended them. And that pissed them off so much, this person sent a horde of them over to my profile.
But wait, to comment on what post?
To comment on a post that I was openly saying tankies are pieces of shit and should be killed.
Yeah, it's not like they found like a random post. You went over to your page, made a post about them.
Unfriended the bitch. I unfriended her and then made a post saying, make sure you clean up your friends list because tankies are as bad as fascists. Tankies are fascist. They're leftist fascists.
Yeah. So before we get too far, our listeners may be confused by background laughing. We have a guest in the studio today
she's our studio audience today.
Right. But they came out in like huge support. I was like, okay, let me take an unbiased approach. Let me just do a quick search to see it, because they're saying historically, they're using the word historically a lot.
In the tanky world, Everything that is says that Soviet Russia was bad or that current CCP China is bad is all CIA propaganda.
But the majority of Chinese people support the government.
Oh yeah,
they just kept saying that over and over.
That says they sent a study that was from a Chinese website that said.
But even still, you made a great point that the Germans.
Most Germans supported the Nazi regime, like Hitler. Like, so it's when you live in an authoritarian society, yes, you're going to support your government because what else can you do?
We have Trump supporters here. He's a fascist as fuck. But anyway, so I wanted to do an unbiased search, so I just did fact check, neo-Nazi Ukraine, enter, and I found the first site, factcheck.org, and they had a report that was put together by, or a statement by more than 300 historians who study genocide, Nazism, and World War II said Putin's rhetoric about denazifying fascists among Ukraine's elected leadership is propaganda. I'm going to quote him here. We strongly reject the Russian government's cynical abuse of the term genocide, the memory of World War II and the Holocaust, and the equation of the Ukrainian state with the Nazi regime to justify its unprovoked aggression. This rhetoric is factually wrong, morally repugnant, and deeply offensive to the memory of millions of victims of Nazism and those who courageously fought against it, including Russian and Ukrainian soldiers of the Red Army. We do not idealize the Ukrainian state and society. Like any other country, like fucking ours, it has right-wing extremists and violent xenophobic groups. Ukraine also ought to do better to confront the darker chapters of its painful, complicated history, yet none of this justifies the Russian aggression and the gross mischaracterization of Ukraine. These are fucking historians.
Ukraine absolutely has a Nazi battalion in its military called Azov or something like that. They are fucking Nazis, but their military isn't quite set up like ours. They have volunteer regimes that sign on, and they're signed on that way. It's not like... It's somewhat different. It's not like the military formed that. Like, the country formed this battalion.
It's Nazis themselves formed that.
Yes.
So I think tankies are the worst people on the fucking planet. I think they're worse than open fascists. I think they're worse than Trump supporters. I think they're literally the worst of the worst of the worst of people, outside of maybe a hippie, a right-wing hippie.
I'm going to ask you to justify that worse
because they give a bad name to communists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known a tanky who would say all furries are pedophiles. You know, they're just as problematic as the right, but... It gives people on the right somebody to look at the left and be like, see, more work.
Yeah. It gives us more work because
and we're already fighting each other because we're leftists anyway.
Yeah, right. So like for instance, like you know, they are over here defending and saying that Soviet Russia was a utopia. They literally think that. And then, you know, so U.S. propaganda, you know, it is U.S. propaganda to say it was shit over there. But the truth is, it was shit over there. Like, no one but tankies is arguing that fact. But, you know.
I mean, it was fine for certain people, just like.
Yeah, just
here,
like.
Here, it's fine for certain people doesn't mean it's good all over, you know?
But it gives us more work because it gives credence to the actual CIA propaganda that says these bad things about they say communism is bad in general, and then they point to China, what's going on in China and Soviet Russia, and then we have to combat that and say that's not what we're talking about when we're talking about communism, because we don't see actual communists do not see the CCP as actually a communist nation. It is communism for the poor and capitalism for the rich, just like every other, just like fucking Soviet Union. Like, there are rich people who are ruling over poor people. If that is going on, then it is not communism. And we have to defend this now, and these people are not helping.
Well, no, and now, unfortunately, I saw something today that, you know, the support for Ukraine, the Western support, is kind of diminishing. Like, people are starting to, like, care less because of how long it's going on. And Russia is actually now making it, not because of that, but Russia is also making advances and turning the tide. Because, you know, when the war first started, God, Russia was just blundering all over the place. They had all sorts of tactical problems. They had logistical problems. They had entire you know, supply lines just wiped out, and they're fixing those issues and making grounds. And it seems like the Western world cares less even about it. And it barely even makes the news nowadays with the atrocities in Ukraine
going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just,
I mean,
but to have people that support that actively and openly support that aggression because of that fucking propaganda is just weak, fucking weak shit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's Russia can afford to have a war of attrition. Like, they have enough to waste. They can lose a lot and still keep pushing. And Ukraine cannot win a war.
No, they're losing. Ukraine's losing about 200 a day, 200 soldiers a day. They're running out of ammo. Like, they don't have the vast resources of people that Russia's willing to just throw lives at to accomplish their goal.
It's the definition of war of attrition, and Ukraine's going to lose, and then we're going to spiral into war.
I ultimately knew that Ukraine was always going to lose. I honestly thought it was going to happen a lot faster based on the sheer military size of Russia. I just didn't expect how much of fuck-ups they would be when they started their onslaught, because they tried to do land, sea, and air attacks from east, west, and I think north, and it just fucking failed miserably for the first 2 months.
Yeah.
And now they're making grounds, and Ukraine is just ultimately losing. They're losing people. They don't have, because a lot of people left already. They don't have the volunteers they had, and no one else is, because they're afraid that Russia will ultimately, Putin's a crazy fucking guy and will not hesitate to fucking use a nuclear weapon if a Western nation were to provide
do it the best way that they can. But it's a mess, but we do live in the apocalypse. What do you expect? Yeah. World War III? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
If we even make it to then, God, it's this fucking heat wave. So I do want to do a brief warning for our listeners. It is entirely too fucking hot and humid to have the resident boxer that likes to bark loudly in our recording. So he is inside the house right now. He's been placated by a dog treat that Alistair brings every time. For the time being, however, there may be a period throughout the record that he is barking. Just know that I'm not going to have my dog outside in this heat, and he deserves a nice cool atmosphere. So I apologize for that. It will inevitably happen later on in the record when he's done with the oinky.
We aren't killing a dog, so you have something to listen to.
Yeah. No, it's fucking miserable out there. I'm from Texas. I'm from San Antonio, but from there, you're close enough to the coast. You get kind of coastal breezes, but you don't get 95 degrees with 85% humidity.
I walked outside my door, walked down 2 flights of stairs, and my car was right there at the stairs. And by the time I got in my car, I was already sweating. Then I looked down at my dash, and it says 104 degrees on it. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's kids can't play in parks right now. The fucking plastic slides are like 140 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, the outside dining is just not a thing right now. And this is not even summer yet. Y'all get ready for this fucking year and our future. However short that will be.
This is going to be the coolest year for the rest of our lives.
Shut the fuck up, Tim. Why are you always the most apocalyptic person that just...
You know what I also am? Always right.
A realist. God, it's going to be... I hate... If this is the coolest year, like, luckily I'm getting a new HVAC installed. The other one's kind of old.
What I'm hoping is that humans just switch to being on my schedule. I am a natural nocturnal creature. And maybe if we just flip-flop, human society to all live at night, like a bunch of weirdo vampire kids like me.
No, I think it'll be... I think that's what
we're going to end up having to do eventually.
No, it'll
just
be reverse.
Completely flip it.
It'll be reverse day after tomorrow. Instead of fleeing to Mexico, we'll be fleeing to fucking Canada to survive.
I don't know. Actually, I take that fucking back.
Maybe this will stop people from moving to Knoxville.
Because it's still, like, warm inside houses. Like, the air conditioners are having a hard time. I'm hearing a lot about that, and I can't sleep when it's too warm.
No, neither can I.
I want to sleep at night.
No, listen, so I had a tech come by, an HVAC tech come by to give me a quote to get a new unit. I got the best quote finally, and the best service of what they were going to do to help the situation. They're actually going to make my vent larger for more intake, because when we opened that up, the AC unit was starving so much. I don't know how that filter was. It was almost inverted. Like, it almost folded itself, pulling into the vent. Like, it was sucking in so much. Like, these things are starving. I can't imagine Texas's grid going to be able to hold up when it hits them, because they want to be independent, and ERCOT's still a fucking mess. They're not doing anything to invest and increase that. So
Did anybody think they were going to? Like, anybody
shit, no.
out there?
Shit, no. I remember when it was our third, fucking literally our third episode when Urquhart shit the bed and killed people with, you know, freezing water bursts, billions of dollars in damage from pipe bursts and right. deaths and stuff like that. And heat can kill just as easily as fucking cold, if not faster. Organ failure is a thing. Has there been rolling reports yet, or is it, or are they being?
I haven't heard here in Knoxville of outages, but wherever and whatever LCUB is, it's out in Farragut area. So I don't know, maybe Lenoir City Utility Board.
Maybe that would make sense.
But yeah, out there, everybody who lives further out west, they've been complaining about power outages the last few days. But I haven't heard anybody in, like, with KUB. I haven't, like, one single report about KUB power outage.
Yeah, I don't. And it's not even summer, you guys, so yay. Yeah. Yay. So I don't know. SoCo may just be inside the rest of the summer because I'm not killing my dog.
I'm hoping it's not going to be this bad all summer long. I mean, we'll get waves of it. Like, yeah, we'll get relief here and there.
We're getting at least.
So there's a ton of cattle that are just dying off because of this heat wave, so it's going to cause more money, more expensive prices to go up, because tons of cattle have died this week only from this first wave.
Get
ready for it, folks.
Let's talk about price increases, because I'm about to lose my fucking mind. If I need to learn to stay off fucking Facebook comments and news articles first off. It's my own fault.
Biden, huh?
Of course. Because they don't fucking understand things. They just want... I think they just want someone to... A way to... They want to always have a way to blame Biden for any negative thing on the market now. But the XL pipeline is one of the most common fucking responses. And we've talked about this before, that it wouldn't even be fucking built yet.
No.
These people...
They ignore global gas prices. It's fucking $10.70 yeah. a gallon in Hong Kong. We are, like, ranked 25th, I think. Or we're somewhere in the middle of gas prices globally. And somehow they think Biden has summoned his powers to control global oil prices. And
well,
not point
yeah,
at the...
because all you have to do is, like, affect America. And America's the leaders of the world.
Oh, right. That's...
So what we
I forgot.
The rest of the country looks to us... Then, or less, rest of the world looks to us. We set it.
We set the baseline. Yeah. Okay, that makes 100%. That makes all the sense. That's why, you know, that Hong Kong is happily paying $10.70 just to keep up with America.
Yes, yes.
That's 100% what they're doing. These guys are fucking idiots, and it blows my mind that they don't want to be angry at the right thing. And that is a lot of it is the oil companies. A lot of it is, there's supply and demand. There's supply issues, I know that, but these oil companies are drilling where they should. We had a 30-minute episode, I think, where we discussed all the things that they should be doing, and instead, Bernie Sanders came out and debated Lindsey Graham. Did you guys hear or see that debate, anything like that? They allowed, I don't know why Lindsey Graham agreed to this, but he agreed to debate Bernie Sanders on Fox News, and he asked him about the gas prices, and then Bernie Sanders just like, just laid it out, and just you should have seen the dumb look of Lindsey Graham, being like, why did I say this? Why did I ask that question? Because he came out and said, these are the facts. I put it on my Facebook wall yesterday. I basically quoted it. Oil companies brought in $35 billion in profit in the first quarter, and they're expected to give $88 billion in stock buybacks to their wealthy shareholders. Back when oil was about $118 per barrel, gas prices hovered around $3.84. The oil is approximately $118, somewhere around there today, and yet it's well over $5 per gallon, I guess, for a national average. And so what needs to be done is, I don't know if I mentioned previously, is that windfall tax, where they tax these extra profits that these companies are making, so they cut that shit out and lower their prices, instead of just benefiting and taking advantage of the Ukraine situation and fucking over American citizens, raising every price imaginable. Grocery, it's so tough to live. 8% or more increases.
I mean,
it's
speaking
tough.
Of things to like fix the problem that don't fix the problems. Have you seen the reports that like the government's going to raise interest rate? Like, how does the fucking raising what people have to pay going to help us out of a situation where our problem is the price of everything is going up.
I would say that there has to be a breaking point, but there doesn't seem so because American people are so passive. They're just passive
cows.
That's
what it is. They shouldn't be passive with what they're having. Like, it's getting so impossible to survive.
It's because nobody understands shit. People don't really try to understand. Like, they listen to what other people are telling them.
They're so blinded by propaganda. Like, look at these fucking tankies. Look at, like, every... Like, they're the same as Trump supporters. There is no conversation you can have with any of these people to actually show them reality.
It takes less time to read a headline and say it's Joe Biden's fault than it does to actually look into, like, profit margins and different things going on and, like, to understand the situation.
Yeah, you're right. They're so willful. I'm going to say willfully ignorant, mm-hmm. Because they just want to be like, fuck Biden. And he was installed as president. I'm sure we'll get into that when we discuss the hearings, the Gen 6 later. But yeah, I get so fucking frustrated. I don't know why I get in there. Maybe I look for some semblance of rationality, and it just never fucking happens. And it's because I do live in Knoxville, as Sam said. The majority of people around me are fucking idiots. They don't care about facts. When you present them with facts, they don't care. I did that yesterday. I should have sent you the screenshot. I sent facts to someone. It's like, here's this and this and this. And they completely disregarded it and like moved on to the next thing while still bitching about whatever he was bitching about. I'm like, I don't understand how these people can just disregard facts.
They don't understand the difference between facts and opinions. What are facts to us, they look at as opinions.
Or fake news.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just...
Because they're so convinced of their position that they don't want anything that might alter that, because if God forbid that this bad thing isn't because Joe Biden
to make that their whole personality.
It really is their whole personality. You've seen it on trucks. They decorate their fucking cars. Al, you see it more than anyone else. I've seen some of the pictures. They're still cultists. I mean, half this, I don't know if it's still half, but a majority of this country still believes that the election was rigged. They still believe that 2,000 Mules is a fucking documentary and not a fucking fantasy.
The right has turned being a fascist, being a right winger, into a lifestyle. I mean, it's funny because they always say this propaganda about leftists, like, oh, the leftists have a lifestyle, be gay, do whatever, and
be
like,
gay, do crime.
Be gay, do crime. I'm do down. Whatever.
they act like the stuff we do is a lifestyle compared to our political views, but they're not. But they have a whole gun culture. We like guns too, but we don't like sit
it's
around
not a personality.
And jerk off with them.
Yeah.
It's not our personality.
That's why we call them ammosexuals. Like it's when it's your entire person. When you're posing, listen, I'm gonna quick sidebar. I don't think there's any other country, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, that's not entirely fascist, but where politicians openly like have guns in their pictures or their campaigns. Like they don't make no other country has that kind of gun culture where they make it their personality, where they're sitting there and posing with their family with guns for their fucking Christmas photo. Like that's some fascist shit. Okay, sidebar over.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. That they have made hating Biden, loving Trump a part of their personalities. The same as football. It's part of my personality that I love. Oh, looking around. Oh, I love football. I love Trump. Go team Trump. It's part of the same. Like it's the same as decorating their shit with American flags. Like being a patriot, being an American is their personality.
I think they hijacked the term patriot and turned it into something completely different, though.
I mean, yeah, we feel like we're patriots, but patriots not to our country, but to our people. Right?
Yeah, I mean, like.
It's nationalism for them. It's not patriotism.
Yeah,
it's
that's,
nationalism.
That's the thing. You know, it's when for me being an activist, the reason I'm an activist is because I want my country to be a better place. I care about the people in it. You know, like to me, that's what patriotism should be. But we have gotten to a point where patriotism means nationalism.
Yeah. So a mutual friend, you know them. They're heavy Republican. Trump supporting, they don't love Trump, but they're pretty right leaning, And they
our
said to
mutual
me,
friend?
Mutual acquaintance. You've met this okay. person. You've met this person.
I don't have any friends that fit this description.
So it's an employee, whatever. Love her to death, though. I do love her to death. She's a great person.
Bless her heart, as we say
aside
in
from
the
that,
South.
Bless her heart. Aside from that, I do love her to death. But aside from one that little fact, I know that she votes for dangerous things, but she said to me, like, you should have a kid because you're the most empathetic person I know, and you would raise that kid right. And because what I said, like, last week, I think leftism truly is just empathy and caring for people, and that's what the right is missing. The right is missing that empathy, because they don't give a fuck about the majority. Well, there's someone made a post. Someone made a fucking post. It was on Biden signing LGBTQI plus executive orders, and someone said, who, like, it's the 1%. Why don't we care for everybody? I'm like, the irony of you posting that you want to disregard, and it's actually 8%, you fuckwit. You know, quick Google search showed me that. But you're willing to disregard that, but say you want to care for everybody. You don't want to care for everybody. They don't care about women. They
care
don't
about
care about
their race, their family, their people. I was saying this the other week, that neo-Nazis take care of their own. That they are good to their own.
I mean, you read their language when they're talking. You'll see a lot of things like our children. When they say
mine.
Our children, right. Not even that. Like when they say our children, they're not meaning American children. They're meaning white children more often than not.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And you watch this. You see the language if you like start reading their posts a lot. And you pick up on things like that. Like, it's the little, like, dog whistles. Think back at the hashtag Save Our Children. They were real adamant that you don't say Save the Children. And they said it's because Bill Gates had an organization or something like that.
Yeah,
and
fuck Bill Gates' children.
Yeah, we don't want to, feed people to his organization. But no. That's not what that was. That had Nazis feeding it, and Save Our Children was Save White Children. Won't somebody please think of the white children? I should say white Christian children.
Yeah, that's, and you know what, you're not wrong. You know, this country is, we've talked about our last episode was the rise, or one of our previous episodes was the rise of Christian nationalism, because it's becoming more mainstream. And now they're being elected. I don't know if you guys saw the primaries this week. Fucking a lot of, and what's, it's, I want to actually sidebar, another sidebar, is how GOP and Trumpism is almost starting to separate, where the Trumpists, you know, the Trump gets a win or the GOP gets a win. So when there were some candidates that the GOP had put up versus who Trump put up, and they're kind of at war with each other, and that may be a benefit to us if that's the case, because there's that 33-35% of Trumpists that will vote for anyone that Trump endorses, and then there's some of the more rational, I hate to use that word, but the more, least problematic
of the
Republicans who will vote for it. But there are a lot of people that won who were
you mean the rhinos,
the good German,
the rhinos.
Yeah, they would be labeled as rhinos by Trump and his ilk. But they won, like, their primaries for Secretary of State. These are the ones that oversee the elections. And these are these Christian nationalists that are gaining power, and it's getting fucking worse than the episode 2 weeks ago. Just 2 weeks ago, even more have been voted in. I don't like the future of this fucking country. I don't.
It's going to happen. I mean, I've accepted it's going to happen. They're going to end up winning. I'm going to continue fighting against it. But I really think it's time to start redirecting our attention on how do we work without a system? Like, how do we create our own system to not use the system that's already established? Because it's going to be needed.
Speaking of, that reminds me, you have an event coming up next month. What is that event?
I do. I actually heard about it on the podcast, It Could Happen Here. They have an entire episode titled Dual Power Gathering. And it's in Indiana, the Indiana Sand Dunes Park or something like that. It's a three-day event where about 300 community activists are from around the country are going and camping out. And the way it was kind of described, like it's an educational event. There are some planned education inside, but a lot of it they're wanting us to all talk to each other, talk to about issues within our community, and start brainstorming on how we can address them. And you know, because every city's going to have different issues, and maybe some of the issues that you're starting to see in your city, another city has been dealing with this for like 3 years already, and they've found something that works for them that you can try. So it's pretty much a collaborative event with about 300 activists, and I'm really, really fucking excited about it. It's on my birthday too.
Oh, nice. So let me ask you, what do you hope to gain out of that most?
You know, one thing, I'm going to go up there, and I think I'm taking my 20-year-old niece, and I was excited when she popped up and like, we have a family chat thing. And, she was asking about, a situation that I brought up in the group. Like right now in the heatway, we have a rather large houseless population here, and like, it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like these people are outside. And so I brought up, like, it'd be really cool if we could have cooling stations that they could go to and get water, get some like air or something. And my niece responded, like, how can we make that happen? And like, that's exactly what we're going up there today. Like, that's, I want more
community support, better ways to support your community at home. Will they teach you organizing efforts? Will they teach you how to create these groups?
It's going to be like organizing how to get people to come out. I'm hoping probably, best way of getting funds to do stuff. Cause that's the thing. Like I would be happy to ride around with a cooler with ice and water, but that's a continued expense. Just keeping water in a cooler when you're driving around all day, like that'll add up. And then the waters, but I see so many people walking around the streets that I could easily stop, hey, you need some water, and hand these out. So like, getting funding's an issue. You know, for to have a cooling station, you'd probably want some kind of like generator for like fans or something, depending on where you're at. But like, an issue we're having here in Knoxville that like I just learned more about it today or yesterday is like, so we have two shelters here that they have days that anybody could come in and get the AC. Even if they've been banned from that shelter before, they can still come in. The problem is these shelters exist downtown. And because of the beautification of Knoxville that they're trying to do through these corridors, they have been actively trying to get the houseless population out of downtown. So they're pushing them further out towards county lines.
I did hear about that. Right. How they're moving, and so, how they're expanding out.
So they can't get to where these, like, the air-conditioned building that will keep them safe. They're having to, and, you know, I drive around. I usually see people walking the streets like all week long, and this week I haven't seen anybody. They're staying in the woods, and hopefully they're like staying cool enough down there.
Yeah, that's rough. Well, hopefully you get back with some knowledge on how to generate more interest in providing funds to get funds to do those things. I am happy to report that, of course, almost everyone in this room here is on the Board of Aid Society of Knoxville. And this past weekend, the three of us, we went and we got everything we need to put together. And quick math puts it at about 160 packs that we're going to be distributing to, what's the collective called?
It's the First Aid Collective of Knoxville.
Right. So it's going to have a, what we, I think, came up with was 50 or so menstrual packs.
Oh, 50 menstrual packs.
50 menstrual packs. We have 57 safe use kits, which include Narcan, alcohol wipes, some other things.
Gloves.
And then we have snack kits. And we will be putting all those together at Victor Ash Park on Saturday, June 25th at 5 to 7:30. So if any of our listeners are free and want to come hang out, we have a cookout as well. If you want to come hang out, help put together all these packs, we'd welcome you down there.
You have about 3 hours if you're listening. before we're doing that. So head to Victor Ash.
Except you're wrong because this will air. This will air Sunday, and it's the following weekend. So they have a week.
Oh right, right, right. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, no, that not this weekend.
No, this weekend's a fun weekend.
Yes, it is.
It's gonna be a fun weekend.
We get to do our satanic ritual.
Satanic ritual. It's our annual solstice.
It's our biannual.
But
biannual.
No, biannual is every 2 years.
Okay. No, yeah. What is it?
Yeah, oh, it's twice a year,
it's biannual. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Biannual. So we kick off the summer and we end the summer with a boat trip, and the temperature is in our favor this weekend.
Yeah, it's actually, like the heat now.
It's actually dropping down to 88 instead of the 97.
The water will be warm. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so it's not going to be as miserable. Hail as we
But the warm the water is
praise
warm.
Satan. Praise Satan. He's going to make Earth feel like hell.
did we name the cove Satan's Cove? What did we name it?
I don't know if we had a name. But anyway, so if you guys are free on Saturday, June 25th, and want to come help out, help put together those kits, come out to Victor Ash Park from 5 to 7:30. Hope to see you all out there. Speaking of fascists, let's get back to that.
Are we going to talk about Patriot
Front?
That's
time to do Patriot Front. This is not a main story because it's, everyone has heard this, but we got to make fun of these fuckers because
you're making fun of them, but it's pretty scary.
It is scary.
They were pretty fucking close. It will happen again.
They were lucky as shit.
This is going to happen sometime.
This is the same group that.
They're not going to catch all of them.
What city was that? Baltimore? That I called the episode Rental Truck Nazis.
Yeah.
Was that Baltimore or was that Philadelphia?
I think it was Philly. But they may have been in Baltimore. I think in the past year, this is the third time there's been an incident involving police. I think it may be the second time, but don't quote me on that. But I'm pretty sure.
But this is the first time they were stopped beforehand. The other times they were, and this is the time they were more emboldened. Like they were ready. I think that they have. I think some had bludgeoning weapons. I know they had shields.
Read that, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the source of the bludgeoning tools.
Okay.
Somebody made a really good point on because the same one that said there were bludgeoning tools said that they had concealed weapons on them.
I don't think they found any
They were searched in front of a crowd of people and nobody saw them pulling guns. In the chat logs, Russo was very clear, do not bring guns. So there's question on whether that account of the bludgeoning tools and guns, because it was all in one, is accurate. But they definitely had shields, which shields on them on their own can be weapons.
Yeah, we saw in January 6th how they took the shields when
we
used them against them.
We saw in Charlottesville. Right. We've seen this multiple times now.
Yeah, and I want to say that they were ready to cause a riot and cause damage. Until I saw the training video that you sent and posted. And if you guys haven't seen this, you're missing out on one of the funniest fucking things of people trying to, they're cosplaying military in the worst way.
And these guys are not they're all between the ages of something like 20 and 40 years old. And these are literally the kids who are sitting at home playing on the computer all day long and who have no social life outside of it. You can just see it all over
I've met me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they
you socialize with
they're
us all
the
time.
Ones,
that's
right.
True. That's true.
There's been a report out that one of them his mom went to the media and was I came knocking on my door. I'm like, get the fuck out.
I actually did read that one. She's basically my son's a loser. I hope me calling him out will have them all kick him out of their group once they see how much of a loser he is. And not one.
They can't trust him. His mom's going to go to the media. She's saying this.
Yeah. So going back, they all had matching emblems on their hats. They all had matching shit going on.
They were in uniform.
All were white dudes with the same haircut.
So they claim, and I'm going to, again, air quote here, they claim that they were there to be peaceful counter-protest. I don't know how shields, come into
January 6th, the rioters claimed to be a peaceful protest. Charlottesville, they claim to be a peaceful protest. They always say they're going for a peaceful protest. You saw a lot of fucking shields out at Women's March. you know?
When you have 31, and I'm going to air quote again, organized, because they're not that organized, but they have a... They had a goal, a common goal, when there was just, it was just a pride event they were attending where people weren't expecting a 31, I'm not going to call it a militia, but
the hotel employee that called them in described them as a mini army. And I think that's fair.
Because they're rocking camo. They had,
it wasn't camo. It was a blue, like, I think a blue tank top.
Not camo, but the, it was like a tan, like the. Was that a vest or was that armor?
I don't think so. I think they were wearing, maybe some of them had like a tactical vest, but like for the most part, they were wearing blue shirts and khaki pants, and they had the hat on.
It was just by luck that this was stopped before anything major went down. And like I said, like Sam said, yeah, it's dangerous. They're going to try again. This is their, you said, their third attempt. And the
that's only the third time that the police have got them. No, we know of more times that, because they do this. They go from city to city. Sometimes they go into a city, and because they're like flash events, they don't announce it in anywhere. The people who are going, most of the time, they don't even know where the fuck they're going. Because he doesn't want it leaked ahead of time, the Thomas Russo. So, but there's other times they successfully have made it into a city, marched through the city, made it back to their Penske or U-Haul, and headed home without any incidents. I mean, it happens.
And these cats come from all over the country. There were some from Texas. This happened in Idaho, I believe,
mm-hmm.
at a pride event, which is...
Yeah, I've seen the map of where they didn't know each other. They met. To do this.
Yeah, this is, and of course they do this all the time. They travel great distances to just stir up shit, just to be fucking fascist and have their own little army to push during fucking white nationalism. White nationalism, sorry, because it was at a pride event.
Because they very much are Christian white nationalists. But like one news article I was saying said, or reading said that the cops asked one of the members, like, you know, you sure did drive a long way to come up here. And he's just like, we go where we're told. I mean, that's good little soldiers. Like, Nazis need a leader. When they find a leader, they will, like, have full allegiance to that leader.
That is the whole point of fascism. Fascism doesn't work without a leader.
It was, yeah, like I said, but it was just pure chance, pure luck this time.
Yeah.
That,
that's why this will get through.
It's
one
not
time.
Really pure luck. It's their own fucking stupidity. Whoa. The pure luck was this being in a city where the police actually took it seriously and did something.
True.
That's where the luck came in, because like a one in a million.
Wasn't
like
it calls they were getting at some hotel they were at?
They were at a hotel in the broad fucking daylight. They decided to load themselves and the shields into the van. A hotel employee called the police and was like, yeah, there's this mini army loading into a U-Haul, and they're loading shields and, you know. Yeah, and 10 minutes later, the police pulled them over. Now, there's been some people who speculate they thought they were talking about Antifa. Because, I mean, I as far as like the initial pulling over, I can almost see that, because you have a police agency that hears a mini army, they have shields. I can see their first thought being, that's that fucking Antifa, you know?
Yeah, because
Antifa's smarter
right.
than these fucking guys.
Well, because in majority of instances, you know, the police stood by with the Proud Boys and all these other
and Patriot Front and other groups.
And,
you know?
And so I think they're as in with the police as some of those other groups, and or you're maybe just you're right that
this,
they thought that they were
the police. Since then, have come out and said no, like we were watching for these, because this like I mentioned it could happen here earlier. It was on their podcast about a week before the event. They covered how, like, it was a local group. I can't think of the name, Patriot something, Patriot Rider, I don't know. But it was like a biker group that said that they were going to be there to protect the kids and all this stuff. And they invited others to come. So there were already eyes on that event. In fact, I know, like, Daryl Lamont Jenkins went from Philadelphia, I think he's in Philly, out to Idaho for this event because there's so much talk in the anti-fascist community on this seems like it may be something big. So the police already had their attention, like, we're watching for some stuff, they claim.
It's going to happen more. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got misdemeanor charges and, you know.
An anonymous donor who I'm pretty sure the media has found out the name of this anonymous donor already. But he bailed out like 7 of them. It was a higher number, like 17, 20. I don't know. A big chunk of them he did. And then some bailed themselves out.
It was 31 total that got arrested, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
They'll do it again. And they may be more successful next time in creating the kind of havoc, destruction, injury, potential death. I'm not sure what their ultimate goal was. Other than, I mean, if you saw their training videos, I hate to call them training videos again. If you see this, is especially when it's set to Womanizer by Britney Spears.
Was it really?
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. It's the most disorganized, like, high school marching bands have better formations than these fucking guys did.
That's absolutely true.
Like, I was watching this, I was like, have you guys not seen a single marching video whatsoever in your life? Like,
this is, like, it is legitimately LARPing.
It is LARPing,
is LARPing.
Except, you know, with the intent to beat up gay people.
Yes. I mean, but...
Not
but,
elves.
I mean, I don't know. Like, everybody by now should have seen the pictures of these guys. And I know quite a few gay people, men and women, who could fucking take these guys out quickly.
They were small. These were not ripped gym bros. These were a bunch of, like, me in high school. I was really thin and small, but I marched better than these fucking guys did, goddammit. Like, it's embarrassing.
Their only skill is video games. Like, that's what vibe these kids.
They're like, oh no, where's my respawn?
Yeah.
Video games and following orders from their leader. That's it. No original thought. So, Al, did you catch the hearings this week?
I caught this week it was hit or miss on them. Like, I was kind of listening, so I missed a lot of...
Yeah, when we recorded last week, I was way wrong in the number of hearings. I maybe I've only been speaking of the prime time hearings. The first one was prime time, the rest are like middle of the fucking day. The second one was on Monday, the other one was literally today. So they kind of break them up into sections of what their goal is to achieve that day. So the first one was basically the opening ceremony of it, basically laying out what their intent to prove, to remind everyone what happened that day, new footage from body cam that had been previously unseen by the officers that were trying to hold the line, other unseen footage, things that we learned in the indictment from the Proud Boys that they left the Trump speech early to go start coordinating and scoping out to ultimately complete their plan of breaking into the Capitol and breaching and stopping the certification of the electoral process. Day two was basically covering how everyone in the Trump camp, almost, beside from Giuliani and a few select others, Dr. Eastman, his attorney, his only attorney that was helping craft this plan to overturn the election. So day two was just basically all these people were like, no, this is bullshit. Your claims of this is bullshit. Fucking garbage human being Bill Barr, the fucking worst attorney general ever that helped him in every facet of his administration previously, even he came out and said, no, your claims of the election being of the election fraud is bullshit. And he ultimately resigned because of his stance and the argument, the disagreement with Trump. Today was all about how, and this, of course, we record on Thursdays, was how all about how Trump had continuously pressured Pence, calling him a pussy, even over the phone, mm-hmm. for not wanting to support his plan of overturning.
Come on, pussy. It's just a little treason. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. And what we learned and what I didn't know was when he tweeted that Trump did not have the courage to do the right thing, they had already breached the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know the timeline. I did not know that when he did that, that they were already in there. So he knew that they were in there. So he literally targeted his supporters to go find, and if you saw the video today, you may have heard some snippets of audio. These people were really fucking, they turned on him at 1 p.m. when Pence did not follow Trump's little plan. They turned on him and they tried to fuck, they wanted to murder and kill the guy who had been supportive of fucking, who'd been sucking Trump's dick for the last 4 years. And the one instance where he would not be the one to overturn fucking the Constitution and democracy, who actually stood up for the right thing, they wanted to literally kill him. And Trump basically, I think, gave the order by providing that tweet. They had the fucking gallows out there. They were yelling,
yeah,
"Hang Mike Pence." And I also heard that he was like, maybe they have the right idea when he said that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to read some truths to you.
Okay. Is this Trump's reaction to the Jan 6 committee, the select committee?
Yeah. There's one a few days ago where he turned on William Barr.
And his own daughter. He said his daughter checked out. His Ivanka, yeah, Trump had been checked out for a long time. Because she came out and said that she supported Bill Barr's stance that the election wasn't stolen, and so when they had her deposition played, he was like, she'd been checked out. He was like just shitting all over his family, shitting all over Bill Barr, anyone who is not supportive of the big lie.
So one day ago, the unselect committee has been unable to answer or in any way refute the detailed statement put out yesterday of voter fraud and irregularities in numerous states that took place in the 2020 presidential election. They don't answer because they have no answer. All they say is it's the big lie, when actually it is the big lie in reverse. They cannot defend the fraud and irregularities that took place, and on a massive scale. They won't even try. The committee is a scam. The fake news media won't challenge the so-called big lie because they have no ammunition to do so. They and their radical left Democrat partner, the same people that perpetuated the now fully debunked Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, are using their standard disinformation comm to bring our country down. Then
you know what that sounds like? That sounds like when you debate a Christian and they tell you to prove that God doesn't exist.
Why don't the unselects put up the many witnesses who are for our country and fully agree that the election was rigged and stolen, instead of the weak, frightened losers that very few people have been watching so far? Witch hunt.
Yeah, again, 100% reminds me of debating a Christian that says, okay, we'll prove God doesn't exist. Like, bitch, you're the one making this claim. You're the one claiming that there is fraud. You have to prove it. You have not done so. He failed and tried. He tried and failed, rather, in 62 court cases, lost every one of them. There is no evidence. There is no widespread voter fraud. And he's basically saying, prove to me it didn't happen.
I have two more.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock this morning, the fake news networks are perpetuating lies, falsehood, and Russia, Russia, Russia type disinformation. Same sick people, here we go again. By allowing the low-rated but nevertheless one-sided and slanderous unselect committee hearings to go endlessly and aimlessly on and on and on. It is a one-sided, highly partisan witch hunt, the likes of which have never been seen in Congress before. Therefore, I hereby demand equal time to spell out the massive voter fraud and Dem security breach. And then his next truth is in all caps, simply, I demand equal time.
Jesus Christ. There are actually Republican people, like there was a Republican witness today. He was the worst fucking witness, J. Michael Luttig. And oh my God, what a disaster of a witness he was. But he ultimately was, you know, he provided substantial, you know, statements for the Select Committee on Jan 6. The problem was that he intentionally spoke so slowly and crafted his words so it took him a long time to respond. like he would the question would be asked, and so he was a former Republican, I think Bush judge, and I think Ted Cruz, I think clerked for him. So he chose his words very carefully. He was kind of an I don't want to use the word uncooperating witness, but kind of was. He did do benefit for them, but he when asked a question, there was a long pause. He would lift up his mic, and he would it was so frustrating to listen to because he delayed his speech so long that you can't use it as a soundbite. No media can use it as a soundbite without it being clearly edited for time. So that was one, and he did it for words to make sure he didn't piss off his buddy Ted Cruz or whatever. So he was not a good witness today. Today was very fucking frustrating whenever he came on. But ultimately, he said that they will be that while they weren't successful this time because Mike Pence did the right thing, and he was again. I want to stress to all our listeners, they had a solid plan in place that had Mike Pence played along, had he been Trump's little lackey, they would have created so much turbulence with a constitutional crisis and overturning the election through that kind of process. They will do this again, and he said as much. This time they were unsuccessful, but they will try this again. This is absolutely a threat to our democracy. This committee isn't just about the insurrection. It is about the systematic attempt and plan through John Eastman and Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani to overturn a Democratic election because he knew he lost, but he wanted to stay in power. The only thing they haven't done, the only thing the biggest problem is that they can't prove or they haven't displayed that what he believed, because in order to indict him, you have to show that he knew that he was wrong or he believed that he was wrong and still tried to overturn the election. But so far, everything shows that he just disregarded everything that everyone else was telling him. It was willful ignorance. Everyone around him was telling him this is wrong. There's no voter fraud, but he believed it to his core because drunken Giuliani that night. I don't think
he believed it. No, he did not believe it.
But they can't prove that yet. They can't, and that's the problem. No, that's the only issue. They don't have anything to substantiate that he did at least acknowledge or believe at one point that, yeah, I lost, but I do want to stay in power somehow. And without that, it'd be hard to indict. Now, can they indict on willful ignorance?
That sounds dumb as fuck.
That's the American justice system,
bro. I'm sorry. No, if you are repeatedly showing somebody the data that's like, this is not true, it is not a he didn't know he was lying. As many people were going, it's not simply dismissing it. It's dismissing it because it's counter to what you want everybody told.
Yeah, I mean, there was a mass exodus of employees, the legal counsel, his own attorney general.
Do you not remember that happening?
Yeah.
Like, I remember the days after January 6th or, like, leading up, all of that. There were people just leaving left and right.
Yeah, even Sean Hannity, which blows my mind that we have a media organization with direct lines of communication to fucking Trump and his chief of staff. Like, that's a thing. Like, I want to know how much of their legislation was crafted by Fox News or vice versa. You know, Fox News is going to come out throughout the rest of these hearings because they texted Mark Meadows during the insurrection telling Trump, like, he's got to call this off. It's going to ruin his legacy. These are Fox News media. And we've talked about how shitty Fox News is, but until these texts were released, we didn't know how much access they really had to Trump and his campaign to literally craft what he said to the American people. He's like, they gave him talking points before and after this whole thing. And even Sean Hannity was like, this is no, bro, like, no. So, you know, it is absolutely willful ignorance. But can they indict on willful ignorance? That's a harder sell. It's our justice system, and it's the way our laws work. That is going to make this case unless
Trump's going to, but then that requires Trump to go, "Durr, I didn't know." Like, he is too arrogant to do
He's
that.
Still going on and saying it on the truth.
Well, that only further solidifies that he firmly believes that there was election
okay,
fraud.
But so when does...
Is he wrong?
Yeah, he's wrong. Involuntarily institutionalize him? Like, because if somebody is, like, that delusional, do we not seek medical treatment for that individual? He is clearly a harm to himself and others.
No, he gets to run again. This is America.
Yeah, I think his former White House, and Stephanie will definitely correct me if I'm wrong, I think his former White House attorney, Herschel, came out and said that he was detached from reality. Like, that's his own legal counsel from the White House. Now his personal cronies, you know, Giuliani and John Eastman, they were 100% on board. And John Eastman, fucking, he knew that if this went to the Supreme Court, like, they would lose 9-0. Like, he said as much. And did that come out today's hearing, the 9-0? They knew they'd lose? I'm talking to you. Stephanie said yes. So, because I missed the second half because I was during work. It was not an opportune time for me to listen. But they knew they would lose this. They knew that. But they're like, we've already done some criming. Why don't we just do all the criming to keep in power?
Giuliani probably needs to be institutionalized as well.
The entire Republican Party. How about that? Let's start with every single Republican voter needs to be pushed into a giant pit.
Are we running out of mud, sir, or is that just solely for Christians?
No, there's mud in the pit. Okay. Sorry, that was implied.
Don't forget to sign up for our Patreon, $100 a month, and Sam will push a Christian in the mud, and probably a Republican, too. I don't know. Will you push a Republican?
And a tanky. And no, I will stomp on the tanky's face. I'm not even going to fucking joke around with those people.
May need to edit that out. But anyways.
No. The CIA likes my the I am. That's me saying CIA propaganda. Leave it in.
Alright guys, we do have an ACAB this week, and this one is a fucking disaster.
Another local one.
This is another local one.
We actually had to edit down several local ones. Knoxville police are such pieces of shit. We have several things a week coming through from
We sat on one, and then we never got to it because the other two just took up too much time. Like, it's not KPD or piece of shit, but this one is especially... I won't say it's especially egregious, but it kind of is because of their ignorance and the lives that were affected.
I just don't think they even cared.
But the lives that they affected because of it. So Al laid out for us what happened.
All right. So this is something that happened from a traffic stop on April 23rd. They were supposedly pulled over for following too closely. And two of the people in the car were unable to provide identification. It was two couples from Guatemala. The husbands were unable to provide identification. So that made the cops pull everybody out of the car. They started searching, and in the wives' bags, they found like thousands of dollars in rubber band bundles. And they're saying, well, that's a sign, that's probable cause.
Well, they're already searching. So they're already searching at this point.
Yeah.
So either,
well, no, it was the lack of identification was probable cause.
Okay.
And then the finding the money that kind of like, okay, we're on to something, and like made them keep going and going. And they find in the back, which, I mean, yeah, it's probably suspicious looking.
It's pretty sus. It's pretty sus.
Yeah. It was black trash bags filled with smaller bags of like a brownish powder. And cops are like, this is heroin. They didn't test it.
Why didn't they test it, Al?
They didn't even do that thing in movies where they stick their finger in it and go, that's pure black tar.
Yeah. So
where's Mel Gibson when you need him, damn it?
Look, every morning I open up a bag of fucking coffee and you can fucking smell it.
This wasn't coffee.
Was it not?
No, it wasn't coffee.
It's even dumber than that. Yeah. It's even dumber than that, Sam.
So they don't because, well, simply touching fentanyl will cause an overdose. That is what our police here believe. Okay. But this is a myth that has been debunked over and over and over again.
Well, I don't expect like, police to be
so
smart.
Instead of testing, they immediately just arrest people on charges of heroin. So these charges go to the DA or whatever, and they're talking to one of the wives, and they're like, well, what was in the bag? And she's like, frijoles. That's beans, in Spanish. Yeah.
They were ground beans.
I guess I saw ground beans and I thought
coffee. No. So they test the product and sure enough, it's fucking ground beans. That's what it is. So they released the mom, the wives, and they're saying that they're gonna go ahead and refund money. They after taking their car and everything else, but the men, because they did not have identification, ICE was called on them, and nobody knows where the fuck they are, when they're getting out. Nobody knows shit about them. They're just kind of gone.
Because there's some weird agreement, some weird thing where
Knox it's not County, weird. It's a national one.
No, I think the concept is weird. Yeah. But there's this cooperation or agreement between, is it Knox County or is it both KPD?
Knox County. KPD is not involved in
it. Okay, so it's Knox County and ICE, and so they're basically lost in the system right now. Do they even know where they're at this point?
They're in ICE custody. At this point, the wives may know where they are, but they don't know if they get released, if they're going to be here, or they're going to be deported back to Guatemala. It's all kind of just up in the air while these women are stuck here and, like, don't know where their husbands are.
Yeah, I mean, these lives are upended because they refuse to do adequate testing. The testing, I think they did some kind of weird field test, but it was inconclusive.
Yeah.
And if it's inconclusive, then why are you charging right there? Like, that's because they already had the assumption that, well, you have this bundle of cash and these bags of.
I mean, it looks shady.
I will agree, it's pretty sus. Is it sus enough to go ahead and charge and get these people in a system where they're being shuffled through ICE because you failed to do adequate testing before you release them from temporary custody? Fine. So maybe temporary custody in-house, get it tested, but they refused to even do that. Like, why do they immediately get them shuffled through ICE? Like, this happened in April.
Because that's the agreement that happens.
Oh, it's like immediately, like as soon as you mm-hmm. have an undocumented.
ICE comes in, and this many police departments around the country have this agreement with ICE, and it's
American
pretty fucked
Gestapo.
Up. A lot of people have been fighting against it.
There was another huge drug bust in Halls this week. Huge drug bust. The Knox County Sheriff's Office was proud to put this release out. Did you see this one?
I don't think I saw it.
So huge. 0.38 grams of what they think is marijuana. 0.56 grams of a 10 powder that tested positive for heroin and fentanyl, and there were some pills. But they also had cash. $11,700.
That's what it was about, that cash.
They did have a bunch of pills that they thought could be Xanax, but I'm going to say that again. 0.38 grams of what they think is marijuana, which is fucking hysterical to me.
Because it could be CBD.
You know how small that 0.38 is? That's fucking.
I know exactly how small is. I know.
Is that even a nugget?
It's a very small nugget.
Okay. And 0.56 of a tan powder. Like, huge drug bust. Congrats, guys. Just round of applause
for
our
next workers.
Just such hard workers.
This is why when I drive around all day, I make sure I have, like, CBD on me. And, like, I keep a vape pen with CBD.
Because, God forbid, you have 0.12 ounces, you'll be arrested for fucking.
But it's all the same for them. And, like, if I ever get in trouble for it, the first thing I'm going to do is, yeah, I need to test it because it's fucking CBD. Like, but to them, yeah.
Yeah, they were charged with possession of a weapon, manufacturing, dealing, selling, possession, and Schedule 6 drugs, half ounce to 10 pounds of marijuana / hash. Good job. Good job, Knox County. Just fine job all the way around.
They're
but so because
proud
of their ineptitude.
Hey, that 11,000, though.
That 11,000, though.
That's what it's really about.
Hey, that's a third of a police car right there. Like, that's.
They're like, sweet, free money. Because we're really just thieves.
And that's actually
they do.
What
they
it
have,
is.
The seizures
it's
they
all
do
about,
all the time. Yep. Which is
cops
amounted,
are no worse than fucking highway robbers.
They're worse. They're worse they, because they because
they
can do
are,
it legally.
Not worse. They are.
They steal all the fucking time
yep.
from illegal
and
seizures.
And once they get your shit, it's really fucking hard to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make it easy for you to get your money back.
They can take it from you just because they suspect it was got received because of drugs or
even
something.
Even if you have
illegally.
No drugs on you.
Yeah, I've seen at least a few stories where money was confiscated, large amounts of money was confiscated just by simply having it on them. Mm. I don't know how that became a crime all of a sudden, but the police found a way for it to be so they can fucking legally steal from people.
Yay, legal fascism. Yay,
and they do
America.
Every single day because all cops are bastards.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this two fucking couples' lives have been probably indefinitely.
They're probably dead. If they're in ICE custody now, they're probably dead.
Well, and if not, if they're still alive, there's no indication that they will be located or even freed for having frijoles in their fucking car. But they had cash, Sam. So that's all the police needed was to destroy the lives.
Because police are the criminals. They're the other side of the fucking coin. It's the same fucking system.
I am pleased to announce, because I'm juvenile as fuck, that you guys, this is episode 69.
Nice.
Nice. Of a Posse on the Fringe. Thank you guys again for joining us this week. As always, check us out on social media. If you would like links to the articles, or check out the show notes, or to check out the show, head on over to apostatepod.com. I would again like to invite anyone who would like to make it out to Victor Ash Park on Saturday, June 25th from 5 to 7:30 to help put together those safe use kits, the Mitchell Packs, and snack kits for the First Aid Collective of Knoxville. We would invite you all to do so. It would be a great time. We're going to have hot dogs, you know, nothing special, but it's for a good cause. If you like our content and would like to help grow the show, head on over to patreon.com/apostatepod. We will see you all next week. Fuck cops.
Fuck those losers and Patriot Front.
Fuck tankies. I'm going to stomp on their fucking heads for the CIA.
Losers. Did you guys hear the... Thank you all very much.
Views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.